You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at this headline. Apparently, somebody tried to pay his water bill with crack cocaine. Apparently, man from Deltona, Florida, tried to pay his water bill by, rather than putting the payment in the envelope, he put crack cocaine. Now, apparently the office, the Deltona Water Office, was evacuated after the water department employees called the sheriff's office to take a look at an envelope filled with white powder. The law officials came. Fire department employees responded to the building. Everybody freaked out, of course. They're worried about it's white powder. Okay? And then, according to the water company, he dropped it in the same drop-off where you could drop off envelopes for your payments. You know, if you need to pay a bill, a lot of them have, like, a little drive-through, drive-up, right? Yeah. Now, there was no statement or nothing in the envelope, just a clear plastic bag with 3 grams of crack cocaine. Now, I'm wondering if it was, like, just accidentally hidden there. Somebody wanted to get rid of it. Or did somebody really try to pay the water bill? Was it in the actual envelope? You know how the returned envelope? Yeah. All right. So, not sure why. Now, you know, maybe he was hoping that whoever did get it would say, oh, thank you, go into the system and wipe out his bill. But no, didn't happen. So they think they have him on the surveillance video, and they actually, I think, was on a bicycle at the time. 1-877-DOCDALI. What are people doing? 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stuff to talk about. All right. Apparently, antidepressants could be putting people at risk for diabetes. We'll tell you how. All right. Also, acid reflux. We'll do a quick review on some of the acid reflux. Some of you have been asking about that. Want to talk about this blue man, the man with completely blue skin, has passed on. We talked about him a while back, I believe. So why his skin turned blue. He had a condition that reacted with, I believe, the silver he took. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So he was famous because, you know, about 15 years ago, Paul Carison, his skin turned permanently blue. All right. He used colloidal silver. It's this liquid made by, like, extracting silver from metal to treat his dermatitis. A lot of people in the past used silver. We used heavy metals for skin conditions prior to pharmaceuticals. Now, the dermatitis he had was a swollen, red, and itchy skin. So he would drink the colloidal silver, and then he would rub it onto his skin. Then he just very gradually started turning blue. And it wasn't until later that somebody came, you know, because, you know, he'd look at himself in the mirror, and he wouldn't notice it. And finally somebody was like, you are really blue. So once he figured that out, he basically went into hiding for about, I don't know, maybe 10 years. Then he appeared on the Today Show. Now, we don't know if the silver caused him to now have, unfortunately, a heart attack, because he has passed away at age 62 after suffering a heart attack. But we do know that he had bypass 5 years previously. This is according to the Christian Post. He also had a stroke, and he did suffer from pneumonia. Now, I guess FDA has banned the use of colloidal silver, according to the National Institute of Health. I'm not sure all the uses of colloidal silver. Some of my listeners swear by it. They love it. And I've heard amazing things. But if you're taking in a metal and it decides to deposit, that could cause some unpredictable type of effects. And this man literally turned blue. Even the whites of his eyes were blue. So if his skin had the buildup of the metal in it, then you could just imagine his organs probably did as well. You know, one thing that I would have been very interested in is to also know if he had hereditary hemochromatosis, where you deposit iron. If he had such an issue with colloidal silver, did he also have an issue with iron? And people with hereditary hemochromatosis, where they accumulate iron in their organs, could also suffer from heart disease, liver disease, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, there may be a lung cancer vaccine. German drug maker Merck, KGaA. I mean, I know Merck. I don't know KGaA. Will conduct new tests on an experimental lung cancer vaccine. Now, even though it failed a previous late stage clinical trial, they are now going to do new test. I guess the drug was formerly known as Stimuvax. Now it's called Tocimetide. And they're going to try it on patients who have been given chemotherapy and radiation simultaneously for an initial round of lung cancer. In the previous trial, I guess they had also tried patients that had chemo and the radiotherapy separately, the radiation separately, but it didn't work. So what they're going to do is they're going to try it on people that have had both. Now, the drug is licensed from the U.S. Firm Oncothyrian. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that right. I'm sorry, my cold is still there. And they're going to test it on patients with stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. I am wondering if that's the same one the Breaking Bad guy had. Anyway, in the story, you can't surgically remove it, and so you treat it with chemo and radiation. If there's a vaccine, oh my gosh, for lung cancer, can you imagine? Anybody who smokes or has family history of lung cancer, this could be phenomenal. This is huge. They're going to use about 1,000 patients to take part in the study. It's going to be called START 2 compared to 1,200 patients of the START trial, which was the previous trial. I'm excited. That's cool stuff, guys. Really cool stuff. All right, we come back. The testicle-eating fish, this is, I believe, a piranha, has been caught in New Jersey. And they think this is the same one they had seen in France. They call it the ball cutter. Huh. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the rate of chronic kidney disease in Americans is increasing, not only with our baby boomers, but in this one particular study, they were looking at Americans age 80 and older. Now, that could be any of us. Life expectancy has grown to the point where within the next couple years, we're going to be easily on average in our 80s. Exciting stuff. Now, previous research showed that the rate of chronic kidney disease in the U.S. population, according to drugs.com, increased, but that was for most of us over time. It didn't really study just the 80-year-olds. Now, why would we be worried about somebody in their 80s? Well, because this is where we're going. This is where our population is going. Okay? I mean, you know, don't think that after 65 it all ends. It doesn't. You're still middle-aged, as far as I'm concerned, in your 60s. Still middle-aged. So 45 to 65 being middle-aged, then you start to maybe slowly enter your senior years in your late 60s. By the time you're in your 70s, you could maybe think about retiring, right? Okay, because most of us won't even be able to afford to retire, not at 65. Then in your 70s, many of us are going to still work, still having robust sex lives, still needing STD treatments. When you start to get up in their late 70s, early 80s, that's when I would probably say, now you've become a senior, okay? Even though you might as well take advantage of the discount for 65 on up if you want. So, unfortunately, that's not a way you want to wrap up the last couple decades of your life. Okay, you do not want to have kidney failure. You do not want to have heart disease. You do not want to need dialysis. I mean, you know, when the kidneys start to fail, it affects a variety of organs. And we do worry about our 80-year-olds. In this study, they looked at 3,500 people age 80 and older who took part in the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Surveys between 88 and 2010. Well, I have to say now 1988. See, now they're in the 2000s. You can't say this occurred, you know, at, you know, between 75 and 83. No, you got to now say 1988 and 2010. Anyway, kidney function was assessed by looking at the glomerular filtration rate. That's how fast blood flows through the little filters or the little glomeruli per minute through the kidney. Chronic kidney disease is defined as a GFR of less than 60. Now, low GFR had been found in about 41% of patients from 88 to 94, but 50% from 1999 to 2004, 51% 2005 to 2010. So we are seeing an increase in the reduction of kidney function. Now, okay, what does this mean? Well, it means that it's not that our kidneys are drastically failing. It's that kidney disease needs to be something always thought about. You know, we always talk about the heart. We always look at the cholesterol, the diabetes. But I think the same attention needs to be given to your renal system. And how we protect our kidneys is fairly easy. Okay, even though age takes its toll, if you could make sure you're not diabetic, if you can make sure you don't have high cholesterol, if you can ensure that your blood pressure is good, you're taking your medications to control all these, you could be protecting your kidneys. But most of us hurt our kidneys and accelerate the kidney failure and kidney disease by reaching for the over-the-counter medications. And these over-the-counter medications, like these anti-inflammatories, hurt the kidneys. One of the most difficult things I have to do with some of my patients that are alive and well and cancer-free is pulling them off their arthritis medicine because they're in stage 2 or stage 3 kidney disease. And they go, but Dahlia, what do I do for pain? And, you know, even though there are some things we could do, I don't want them to start turning towards the narcotics. And arthritis is at I believe, the heart and soul of a lot of our issues when it comes to using over-the-counters and then hurting our kidneys. So my suggestion to you, for those of you that are young, is to not let the arthritis kick in and settle in. We're all going to get arthritis, okay? Like right now, I'm all kind of stiff. Back is stiff. I mean, we all have some sort of arthritis. Osteoarthritis is very common, the bony wear and tear. But unfortunately, we don't go to chiropractors regularly and get adjusted. When we hurt ourselves, we don't really have the proper physical therapy. We blow things off for so many years until finally we're fused. Or we have such bad arthritis that we need surgery. Now, the anti-inflammatory medications provide the best relief. Tylenol and acetaminophen doesn't work. So we like to go to the ibuprofen. We like to go to the naproxen. But what ends up happening is you take multiple of these medications per day. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. So you start taking something because you're 52. Now you're 57. Doctor's telling you that your kidneys are weak. You're like, what are you talking about? I'm only 57. But you've been on anti-inflammatories all this time. Now, mind you, many of us pop Excedrin migraine, pop an Advil, pop a Motrin. Once in a blue moon, you're good, okay? I'm not too worried. But many of us, just to get through the day, we take these daily medications. And it's just a part of our regimen. We walk around. I mean, me, I have Excedrin migraine in my purse. I just have it as more for a placebo. So my mind knows if I get a migraine, I have something. But I only average maybe one a month. Thank God, just one pill a month. But if things start to change and I start taking it more, you bet your butt I'm going to be watching the kidneys. So, before the arthritis sets in, you need to take good care of your joints. Now, how do you do that? How do you prevent arthritis? Well, try and avoid trauma, okay? So, let's say you're an avid skier. try to avoid the falls. Okay? If you like to ski, maybe try to do things a little safer than the black diamonds. Okay? I messed my knees and hips and back up because I fell on a black diamond. I bit it pretty good. And had to be, taken down on one of those toboggans. And it was, it sucked. It was embarrassing. It sucked. But, when it comes to arthritis, one of the biggest accelerators would be trauma to that joint. Okay? A lot of us played football, sports in school. I'm glad you did. I'm proud of it. I mean, sports, you know, is the heartbeat of America. I love it. I love sports. But your football players, your hockey players, your soccer players, these guys, even your runners, you got arthritis, you got issues, back issues, hip issues. So trying to avoid the trauma, okay? If you do sustain trauma, you make sure that organ heals, that joint heals to the best of its ability, okay? I've been in multiple car accidents. I never had time for physical therapy, so I never went. Well, now I'm paying for that. I should have gone for physical therapy, strengthen the knee, strengthen the back. You know, luckily I'm married to a chiropractor, but still, all right, I think I messed myself up in those car accidents, and it wasn't on purpose. It's just I didn't really know how to drive on California Los Angeles freeways. All right, not to mention the sports. Making sure you have good bone density should help also. Okay, many of us drink a lot of soda pop. Well, soda pop has no nutritional value, people, and it limits it. It could hurt your bone mass. Osteoporosis, even though it's not a leading cause of osteoarthritis, the thinning of the bones doesn't really help the situation. You want your bones healthy, which is why we still want you to keep up exercise, but mild exercise, strengthening exercise. We don't want you to overdo it. Exercise also helps with the arthritis. Then there was a study discussing weight loss, how losing just 10 pounds could improve your weight. Or your arthritis. I'm sorry, losing 10 pounds could improve your arthritis to a phenomenal degree. Now, weight on the joints is something that we don't stress enough, okay? When it comes to our weight, that is putting daily stress on the joints. And when they did the study where only 10%, I'm having trouble pulling up the study, I apologize, but when they did the study where they were looking at 10% of a weight loss, so for example, let's say you weigh 130 pounds, losing 13 pounds, pretty cool stuff, pretty cool stuff. Now, good footwear is big. All right, I am sick and tired of seeing people run around in flip-flops. That's what they use. Now, mind you, it's comfortable. I like getting air to my feet. Okay, I'm a huge fan of flip-flops, but that cannot be your daily support. And many of us have bad shoes, or we wear high heels, or I don't know what the hell we're doing with our feet. We decide to run barefoot. These are things that you should definitely be cognizant of. Also, how you sleep. You know, are you sleeping in a bed with an uncomfortable mattress? Are you sleeping with a pillow between your legs to try to keep your back straight? Are you sleeping on your bad shoulder? All these things can attribute to that. So you want to save the kidneys, you save the joints. All right, guys, when we come back, going to talk about this testicle-eating piranha. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember we had a story, I believe it was a few months ago, where there's a type of fish, I guess a pacu, that is known as the ball cutter. Apparently, it has been responsible for the deaths of a couple fishermen in the past, because they died from blood loss after the fish had bitten off their testicles. I mean, this is a scary fish. Well, a New Jersey man apparently caught one of these. Okay? He was just going fishing. And this is a 10-inch fish. And when he looked at it, it's like, you know, gosh, this looks like a piranha. So he took it home, stored it in his freezer overnight, and then the next day he brought it to an aquarium. He was told it was called a pacu. And he was shocked. He was really shocked. Now, Even though they're in the same family as piranhas, I guess they have thicker, sturdier teeth. And the teeth of these pacus, if you look at the mouth, I should probably post this story on Facebook. If you look at the mouth, the teeth look like human teeth. I mean, they really look like human teeth, whereas the piranha have the incisors, and they're very serrated, and they're pretty scary. Now, the pacus are supposed to be a gentler cousin to the piranha. Okay, it's native to the Amazon in South America, Pacific Islands, and I guess one of these pacus made its way all the way to Paris. Not sure how. All right, so you look. It's weird. These teeth look like something you would see on a human's. It's crazy. It is legal for you to own them in the United States, but these suckers can grow up to 4 feet long. So that's why the owner was like, okay, you know what we're going to do? I'm not going to keep this sucker. Now, I guess the fish is usually vegetarian, but for some reason they do like things that dangle. And I guess that's why they are now known as the ball cutter. Okay, and these, and again, it could kill a fisherman. The bleeding was so severe that they died. I mean, it was, you know, people thought, well, what is this, like a shark attack? There was a lot of blood. But this fisherman, he's okay. His name is Tom Boylan. Pretty astute fisherman. Fished in Canada, Alaska, etc. He got this pacu. Pacu. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I believe there's a zoo in Europe that is banning animal print outfits that visitors may wear. Apparently, when people go to the zoo, some of them like to wear their tiger print or their cougar print clothes. Well, I guess Chessington World of Adventures Resorts announced there's going to be a zero tolerance policy on animal print on clothes because it will confuse the animals. And I don't know if you, I don't know, because apparently in this park, it's like it's where animals can actually come right up to you. So giraffes, etc. So in this particular park, it's in Europe, I'm thinking England, you get to be face to face with white rhinos, giraffes, flamingos, antelopes, etc. So they're coming up to you and they get confused because they see the tiger print, so they think you're, you know, either a cougar. I mean, some of us may be cougars, you know, you don't know. But anyway, so be careful before you go to a zoo. Who knows if they'd have to do this here in America. But if you like wearing your leopard skin on zoo days, I would probably say be careful. Now, researchers have figured out, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, why mommies want to gobble up their babies. Yep, there's a study for everything. Okay? New research shows that for women, there might be a biological mechanism that is behind us wanting to say, oh, I could just eat you up and gobble. You could just eat your little tushy. Yeah. So they say the reason why that happens is the smell of a newborn baby will trigger a surge of dopamine. And this dopamine surge, okay, that new moms get kind of hits your reward center in the brain. And, you know, very similar to cravings for food. So when you look at the baby and you want to put their little hand in your mouth and you want to give them kisses and you just want to take that little knee and, you know how you feel around little babies? They say it's because of the dopamine release. Smells are part of a network, according to LifeScience.com, of chemical communication signals between mother and child. These could be very intense. Yeah, I got to tell you, my smell, mama smell, you guys heard of mama hearing. Okay, not only do you get mama hearing, but you get mama smell. I could tell which kid pooped, which kid tooted. I mean, you get that good. You really do. All right, so they say they have shown for the first time that the odor of newborns is part of these signals, and it activates the neurological reward circuit in mothers. These circuits may especially be activated when you eat while being very hungry, but also in a craving like if somebody was addicted to a drug. So, I'm not going to go into the study. But basically, they took 15 first-time moms and 15 moms without kids. They did functional magnetic resonance imaging. The researchers measured the participants' brain activity as they sniffed through an olfactometer, which is a device that's held up to the nose to detect smells. Researchers fed the olfactometer with the odor of different infants. Okay? And they collected this from cotton undershirts worn by the 18 newborns. Oh, my gosh. You know the baby smell? I know. The women were not told what they were smelling in the experiment. They were asked to rate how pleasant, intense, or familiar. Overall, the women from both groups thought the odors from the baby were weak, unfamiliar, and mildly unpleasant, but the moms generally had on the functional MRI their brain stimulated. So there was heightened activity in the dopamine pathway of the caudate nucleus, which is a region near the center of the brain that plays the role in reward, learning, etc. And the dopamine is also the chemical that's linked to pleasure, motivation, reward. So they saw functionally on these MRIs the moms get, incited. All right. Now, there are pretty similar studies on kittens. You know, when you see a little baby kitty, you just want to nestle it and kiss it, etc. You know, what's fascinating about these studies to me is it looks at human nature. You know, the mother evolves way differently than the father. Okay? Mom, there's so much more to the maternal animal than we know, just like there's so much more to the paternal. There's certain instincts, there's certain protective mechanisms, there's certain things that happen. And the female species is designed to attract a mate, okay? There's various things in a woman's body or a female animal's body that attracts the mate. Okay, the mate, however, has to be attractive as well, and certain things on the male has to be attractive to the female. Then once the female goes through the blood-curdling, painful, episiotomy shearing experience of having a baby, what the hell does nature, you know, have to ensure that that mother is going to want to be with the said parasite? Well, there's certain instincts that kick in. So not only do you give birth to the baby, but then you really forget about the pain. Childbirth pain gets forgotten. You know you were in it, but it gets forgotten to the point where you don't mind having another baby. You instinctively know your baby's smell, its cry, etc. Blows your mind how, I mean, I would be in Walmart and daddy would have maybe the shopping cart and the baby in the shopping cart. I would be somewhere else. I would hear a whimper. I would be maybe seven aisles down and I would know it was my baby. I mean, there's kids all over the place. I was rarely wrong. And I would get closer and closer and that's my baby. You pick up the lowest of frequencies, and dads too. Their protective mechanism, their, you know, girls, if a man flirts with another woman, women are on top of him, right? But men unfortunately have to live with their wife always being flirty, you know, because girls, when they talk, they, you know, they can look flirty, etc. But that instinct kicks in. Males do not want their females being flirty. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. I bring it up all the time, but the reason why is they're easy to download, they're free, and then you're able to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show as often as you want. And isn't that what life is all about? Okay, download it for free. We air the show 3 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, Saturday at 10 a.m., all those times are Pacific time. And if you ever can't listen to us live, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on the iPhone or Android app. It just will continue to repeat the last 3 hours of broadcast. So not that I expect you to sit there all 3 hours, but you'll get some decent radio. All right, so this is interesting. Homeowners many times cannot get homeowner insurance because we're finding more and more companies not allow certain dogs. Like, for example, if you have a pit bull, we're hearing that many homeowners companies will not allow, will not cover you if you have dogs like a pit bull. excuse me. Of course, people don't want to give up their dogs. They're their animals. Can you imagine somebody saying, sorry, I can't give you health insurance because you got a kid? You know, we don't like your kid, so get the kid out of the house, and we could cover you. All right, so apparently Brad Rinke of Muncie, Indiana, opened a letter last month from his insurance company. Underwriting specialists say that he needs to find a new home for his family's pit bulls or lose his house insurance. Apparently, it said, due to a potential liability hazard, the aggressive dog should be removed from the premises. No aggressive dog or aggressive breed of dog should replace this dog. Now, I guess these ultimatums are pretty common. One-third of all homeowners insurance, according to Daily Mail, is, I guess, dog bites account for those. And so one-third of the insurance liability claims paid out in 2012 was due to dog bites. That's a lot. Apparently costing over $489 million, and this comes from the Insurance Information Institute. There were 16,459 dog bite claims last year. Average cost per dog bite claim is $29,752. It's a lot of money. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, so if you have animals that an insurance company would deem at risk, I mean, what do you do? People who don't have pets don't understand, you know, the family value to them. You know, I mean, people are like, yeah, but it's just a dog. It's just a dog. You know, you bond with your pet, and you bond instantaneously just like you would a child. Okay? Yeah, it's not the same type of bonding as a child, but you bond. All right? And, you know, people, like, I remember, I think it was Cheers. There was an episode years ago where Diane, Shelley Long, was crying. She got some bad news. And people could tell that her mom was calling her, and it had to do with the death in the family. So they're about to console her, right? Because here she is, she's crying, there was a death in the family. And when she explains that it was her kitty cat, they're like, oh, come on, you had us, you know, go in there, please. And, you know, she's looking at them like, you don't understand. And so, you know, they make jokes in movies all the time, right? Cats, dogs, Anchorman, Jack Black kicks the dog over the bridge. But realize they're people. They're like people to us. Now, the problem is what do we do about these dog bites? What do we do about controlling our animals? They're animals, okay? And many of them will act instinctively. Your animal could be the best buddy. You could have him trained, right? He could be wonderful, but then he goes outside and he chases down a woman who has Fluffy, and that dog tears Fluffy apart. It's instinct. You know, in our house, we generally stayed away from some of the pit bull breeds because we've had kids ever since, dogs and cats ever since our kids were babies. So we figured our boys would probably do something to tick off the animal and then they'd go after him. So we always, you know, we had a little shih tzu, we have a lab, you know, so we tried to go as friendly as possible. And there are more docile, you know, breeds of dogs, but we avoided pit bulls, even though we've loved our you know, French pit bulls, you know, dearly. They're dogs. They're amazing dogs. But again, it's the unpredictability and it's the tendency towards violence. And these insurance companies have every right. They have every right to pick and choose who they want to insure. They do. Okay? Or they could raise their rates. Something to think about and watch out for. Okay? You may not realize, but a homeowner insurance policy could actually have changed. Okay, they may actually say in small print, you having an aggressive breed. And if they decide now your Doberman Pinscher or your German Shepherd or your Terrier or whatever is now considered aggressive, you may not have policy coverage. Check that out. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So researchers are saying that antidepressants, okay, all of them, could put people at risk for diabetes. Now, is there something specifically to that antidepressant? They don't know. They say maybe. But the big link they're targeting is the weight gain by these antidepressants. Okay? Now, I guess millions of people take these medications, whether it's Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, Zoloft, Vibrid, Effexor. Wellbutrin is in the antidepressant family, but doesn't seem to have the weight gain like the SSRIs. But many people gain weight on antidepressants. So if you gain weight, okay, and this weight is not easy weight to lose, now you could be more at risk for diabetes. All right. Now, my problem is many people take these medications because they can't sleep. Well, we've also been told that lack of sleep could cause diabetes, right? Lack of sleep in teenagers put them at risk for diabetes. Then people who stress. People who stress eat at risk for diabetes. So I wouldn't freak out about these antidepressants actually causing diabetes in and of itself. All right, but definitely weigh the pros and the cons. If you blow up 20, 25 pounds from an antidepressant, that's a heavy amount of weight. That's a lot of weight. But if you gain 5 pounds, but it stops you from stress eating, and it makes you want to get out of the house and go exercise and get to the gym, I wouldn't worry as much then about the diabetes risk. And again, they still have to study more to see if any of these medicines are actually messing with the pancreas and causing a lack of insulin, et cetera. But my guess is it's more the obesity connection. All right? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting study. They said where you drink factors into partner violence. They say specific drinking locations, according to drugs.com, and situations are linked with different types of partner violence. Apparently, this study conducted in California looked at 1,500 couples who were asked about their drinking in 6 locations: restaurants, bars, parties, someone else's home, quiet evenings at home, your own house, or in parks and other public places. They say men drinking in bars and at parties away from home and women drinking in parks and other public places were both associated with increased male-to-female violence. This is according to a study from the Prevention Research Center in California and ASU. They found a link between men drinking during quiet evenings at home and increased female-to-male violence. So, obviously, the frequency of drinking and the amount of alcohol could are independent risk factors for violence. But this is the first time it's kind of looked at different locations. So they say in terms of prevention, maybe you avoid certain locations and where you drink. Bars, I think, would probably be considered the worst recipe for violence. You know, there's other people around, it's noisy, you have to spend money, people could bang into you, tick you off, offset you. I would think drinking, you know, having a nice drink at home would be less, but many people that drink at home, they drink to themselves and they lash out. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, but most of all, be safe. God bless.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.